Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got some highlights of the Willie Nelson interview coming up at the bottom of the hour. We got Mike Rivera with us for another 15, 20 minutes or so. I got a bunch of immigration, Lou Dobbs news, the ADL saying he's a hate criminal now. Oh, man. They get our free speech, it's over. But I want to keep Mike on because I want to talk about some geopolitical war issue, Ron Paul issue. And first off, four internet undersea cables cut in a space of 3 days. That is just astronomical. Then people keep saying, well, there's still internet up. It hasn't totally cut Iran and a few other countries like Egypt off, but they've got servers mirrored on DNS and CDNs, content distribution networks. We have this, by the way, okay, because we've been attacked and things have happened, outside the country, and I went and did an analysis of it, but Mike knows a lot more than I do about these type systems. I know I've got great IT people who've basically told me this, but what's your take on the cables?
Okay, well, first of all, as of yesterday, and again, there's so much information flowing around, nobody can really be sure, but an article that appeared in the press in the United Arab Emirates is claiming that the total of cables cut is now five.
That's impossible. That's astronomical if it's five now.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, if you look at the way the cables are constructed, they are really very, very durable. It's not just a bunch of optical fibers wrapped up in black electrician's tape. And what is really interesting, and the reason so many people are suspicious about this, is that when the first two cables were cut off of Egypt in the Mediterranean, the first thing that was hitting the press was, oh, well, they were probably cut by ships that dragged their anchors. And for anybody who's done any sailing or spent any time on ships, you understand that ships don't drag their anchors. It's not something that they like to do.
Well, they also mark the cables in less than 100 feet of water, and these cables are in different armored jackets in deep water, and the two first cables got cut simultaneously 250 miles apart.
Yeah, absolutely. And plus, of course, the location of the cables are on the nautical charts. They're maritime exclusion zones where ships don't go in. And Egypt has video cameras that watch those cable access, stretch of ocean where the cables are coming shallow, and confirmed there were no ships in the area when those cables were cut. So whatever happened, happened entirely under the surface of the Mediterranean Sea. So that was the first indication that something's going on, where we're being fed a ludicrous story about dragging anchors.
Well, we know that back in the 60s, the U.S. developed a bunch of medium subs for tapping into cables and cutting cables.
Yeah, at the USS Parch and the USS Halibut, and they were used actually to tap the cables with these inductance taps.
And we also know Israel, and this has now been declassified. What was it? It was right during the whole Libyan thing, in the late 80s. They went and tapped in offshore right by the station in 30 feet of water into the Libyan radio transmitter system on their army radio and transmitted, we're going to launch terror attacks on America.
Yeah, and that's what tricked Reagan into bombing Libya and killing Gaddafi's daughter. So, you know, all this kind of stuff is definitely going on. And if you look back at the history, when World War I began, the very first action Britain took was to cut Germany's underwater communications cables. So cutting a cable as a prelude to war is definitely, a very common incident throughout history. And so now we're seeing all these cables being cut. We don't know if any more have been cut since then. Because of the redundant nature of the Internet system, more cables may have been cut that we are just not aware of yet, according to some of the IT people that I talked to. As far as Iran being on or off the net, the main router that is shown on the Internet traffic report still reports off. But obviously, these countries have satellite links. They have access to the older copper lines that they used to use before the optical fiber came
along. And Mike, stay there. We got a break. I want to come back and get more into this. And that's the same analysis I came to. And even people in our own movement are going, it's quite normal to have four cables cut. And this is just, don't get scared. Nothing's going to happen. Iran's still online. Yeah, certain government sites that have their servers mirrored outside the nation and have satellite uplinks. Mike Rivera, stay there. This is a big deal. This may be the balloon going up. Or they may be trying to trick Iran into doing something. This is the biggest thing I've seen in this Iranian escalation. This may be it.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to be talking to Larry Becraft about the Wesley Snipes trial. He's interviewed and talked to the lawyers that ran it. He got off all the felonies, as he should have, but not on the misdemeanors. But those are going to get shot down as well, because he actually did fill out the forms. Then we got Jesse Benton popping in on Super Tuesday to talk about the Ron Paul campaign. I don't know how I'm going to play my Willie Nelson boil down of the highlights. But it's good to have a jam-packed transmission. Mike Rivero, I just really enjoy your analysis. It's spot on. There's always even more research on many issues than I've even dug up. I want to get you back up before the month elapses. This is very ominous, in my view, these cables being cut, and the fact that our media is acting like it's not suspicious and calling it conspiracy theories makes me even more concerned.
Yeah, like I said, normally I would have said, you know, these things break down, but when they started floating that anchor story, you know, the red lights went off, because I've done enough sailing to understand that that story really did not have any merit to it at all. And, you know, it may be related to Iran opening the oil bourse on the 12th. We're not sure. I do know that the first of the repair ships will be at the first cable break tomorrow or Thursday, and we'll very quickly know exactly what happened to the cable, we hope. But whatever is happening, you know, if something is happening, if it has not been called off, it's going to happen quickly.
Well, the CIA, who during the Cold War was actually had officers in command over those subs that would go up and tap into the Soviet cables in literally 20, 30 feet of water, we know that they would even tap into those. In some cases, they were also caught later cutting them and making it look like a ship's anchor did it. I mean, they engage in all sorts of chicanery, so I'm not even sure we'll know what cut them once they get there, because they have these dome bubbles, as you know, that these feet that they put down over the cables when they do this, where these guys are working, you know, in the dry air on the cables.
Yeah, and they have to do that now with the optical cables, because the old-style inductance test won't work anymore. So they literally have to open the cable, and maybe somebody just botched the job.
Yeah, but I don't think they'd botch five of them. Who knows what's going on? Mike, I mean, I have to tell you, I think they may go ahead and hit Iran. The word we get from the military is they don't care what the American people think. They're going to go ahead and do it. I don't see how they can do that politically without staging an event. I mean, for 2 years has this built up. You, Dr. Roberts, myself, Webster Tarpley, anybody who's anybody in analysis has said that they're going to try to stage some Gulf of Tonkin. Now it's come out, admitted weeks after you and I reported on it, and others, that they staged that it was, you know, some Anglo, you know, voice coming in, doing a fake Arab voice, I'm going to blow you up. They say that it was staged. The ships didn't do that. The patrol boats didn't do what they said they did. I mean, exactly what you said has now happened, but luckily it's not 30 years ago. They didn't get away with it. Now what's going to happen? Mike, what do you predict now?
Well, right now, the biggest problem that the warmongers have is that Russia is supporting Iran, and the only way that they can conceive of invading and conquering Iran without Russia coming in is to do something that makes it look like Iran started the war. Then they can tell Russia, you should not support them because, after all, they made the first move. And otherwise, we're going to be at war with Russia. And so they're no doubt trying to find some other little dodge that they can use to trick Americans into supporting a new war. It isn't going to work. They keep thinking that it will, and sooner or later they're going to make a really big mistake, and it's all going to come unraveled.
Now, Akhmedinejad's about to be removed out of office. He's very unpopular. He's making weird world government statements. The people are pro-U.S., pro-U.S. culture. The Iranians are very sophisticated, and everything the neocons are doing is trying to shore up the fanatics in Iran. I mean, there is no reason to go up against them. The CIA even admits they won't have a nuke for 7 years.
Yeah, and absolutely. The real danger, of course, is the oil bourse is going to accelerate the downward pressure on the dollar. Saudi Arabia is already dropping hints that if Iran succeeds in getting their oil bourse up and running, that they, too, are going to start taking euros for their oil. And without that foreign demand for the dollar as an oil exchange currency, we're going to see the dollar take a major, major beating. And that is the real danger that that Iran and Saudi Arabia represent to us, is it's going to pull the supports out from our already crippled dollar. And it's not that they're doing something wrong or evil or bad, because our government destroyed our own economy. It's just when Saudi Arabia and Iran de-link from the dollar, they're doing it out of self-preservation, and inevitably the dollar will take a major hit from that.
That's right. The central banks loaded everything with the liquidity, flooded it, and now all these nations have steadfastly held on to dollars. It's hurting them as they even try to creep away from it. Then the neocons blame them as being traitors, even though Dick Cheney 2 years ago dumped all his dollars and bought euros. But if Iran does what Dick Cheney did, they call him a traitor. WhatReallyHappened.com, Mike Rivero joins us once a month. We're really honored to have you, Mike.
Well, thanks. I look forward to it again.
You bet. There goes Mike Rivero. We're going to get him up sooner than a month, because we need his analysis on the war. Even if you think you know it all, folks, you need to have counsel. And speaking of counsel, one of the best constitutional lawyers, one of the most successful in the country, trained at the nation's top schools, but at the same time, he's had a great effect out there in the court cases, winning and winning. And we have him joining us because he's been conferring with Snipes lawyers. He's also been, reading over the court record and reporters that covered it, and I can't think of a better person to give us the lowdown. Snipes cleared of felony tax fraud charges. Then the media, a day later, tried to spin this. This is CNN headline, and said, oh, but he was found guilty, yes, of misdemeanors. This is a big deal and good for Wesley Snipes. You know, I know people that know him. He is a total anti-New World Order patriot, just like Willie Nelson and everybody else who's got two brain cells to run together. Thank you for coming on, Larry Becraft.
Hey, how's how you doing? I've already voted for Ron Paul today, so.
Oh, good. How'd that go?
Oh, I just went into the polling place early and voted.
Fantastic. Again, give us just a little snippet of your bio for those that don't know who you are. Fire out the website.
I'm a lawyer from North Alabama, Huntsville particularly. That's where I live. Been involved with the freedom movement since about 1979 and been around the track more than once. I end up representing a lot of people that have battles with the government.
And you also graduated top of your class at one of the best law schools in the country.
Well, I went to Samford University down in Birmingham. It's a Baptist associated school. And then I went to Cumberland School of Law there at Samford and I graduated back in 1975.
Now, let's break this down, Larry B. Kraft. Just in layman's terms, what happened with this trial?
In Wesley Snipes?
Yes.
Well, he was charged. Years ago, he ran into a fellow by the name of Eddie Kane, who had a Patriot tax organization down in Orlando, Florida. I've defended a number of people that have, you know, relied upon Eddie, and Wesley Snipes turned out to be one of those people that was a client of Eddie. Eddie was raided, about 3 or 4 years ago. Then the government turned around and sued him for one of these injunction suits. He took off and fled down to Panama. And in the interim, the government came out with the indictment that involved Doug Rosile, Eddie Kane, and Wesley Snipes. Now, Wesley Snipes got involved with Eddie Kane. You know, he just heard about, you know, this guy could do something in reference to taxes. So Eddie educated him on a popular argument at the time back in about 2000. For lack of a better word, it's been commonly called the 861 argument. In essence, the 861 argument says those that are required to file income tax returns are those that are external to the country, outside the country, non-resident aliens and citizens that reside abroad. That's the basic legal theory. Has a lot of legal support for it. Wesley studied that and said, hey, I agree. And then Doug Rosile is the guy that persuaded, along with Eddie, to have Eddie and the two of them get together with Snipes, and they filed these amended returns to get back money that Wesley had paid in taxes. And from that point forward, after they did that, Wesley, even though he's a movie star and makes big bucks and, you know, has been filming and movies all across the world, he didn't file income tax returns because of what he'd learned from Eddie Kane. Ultimately, about a year and a half ago, an indictment was returned. It charged in the indictment that there were three parties involved in a conspiracy to, you know, hurt the government. And that was Eddie Kane, Doug Rosile, and Wesley Snipes. And then the rest of the indictment charged specific tax offenses against Wesley alone. Now, this creates a very interesting problem. You know, you can have the venue, the place where you can bring a charge against people, typically is where the criminal offenses occurred. So they could, in reference to the conspiracy, they could allege, well, you know, a lot of this stuff happened down here in Orlando. And then they ultimately tried it in Ocala. But, you know, the problem with the rest of the indictment is this. You know, when you charge a specific tax crime against somebody, there's places where the criminal action can be pending. One is at the service center where the return should have been filed, or two, where the defendant lives. Now, there's a very interesting question that's presented here. You know, when you have these six counts of tax crimes against Wesley Snipes, you know, how can they be included in an indictment pending in or brought in Orlando, Florida?
When he lived in New York.
Wesley Snipes does not live there.
He lived in New York, and I guess the government's so sloppy that they didn't even think to try to try this right. And some people will say, well, how dare his lawyers not put him on the stand and explain that there's a gold fringe and all the rest of that stuff when the technicalities are what got him out of the felonies?
Well, I don't know that it's the technicalities. Here's the way I have viewed it, and I only had a chance over the last couple of months. You know, Bob Bernhoff is one of the lawyers for Wesley Snipes, and Bob Barnes is the other lawyer. Over the last couple of months, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to him, although last Friday, you know, when I was gone all of January, but last Friday when I got back from being out in Hawaii, I picked up the phone and called Bob, and, you know, he just kind of gave me a little update because we hadn't talked in a long time. You know, I had a trial going on when he had a trial going on. And I got a little bit of a, you know, I was going to call him later on this week, but I got kind of a heads up on what they've been doing in the Wesley Snipes case. You know, pre-trial, what the issues that were created in reference to Wesley.
Stay there. Let's move quick with Larry B. Kraft on the other side, who talked to Snipes' lawyer. You'll get the inside skinny and scoop on the other side with Larry B. Kraft right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network.
the big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while.
Larry Beecraft is our guest. I've got to get him back up for a full hour in the next week or so to really flesh out the true nature of the income tax, the real arguments, the reality, and not all the patriot mythology that has sent so many people I even know to prison. There are so many nut quacks who believe what they're saying, and they will not help you when you're going to prison. This is a very serious issue, and getting back to Wesley Snipes, just boil down what actually happened in the 4 minutes we've got left, Larry, and where Wesley Snipes goes from here, what his lawyer told you.
Okay, well, not that he told me a whole lot because we didn't have a long time to talk. These are the issues. Wesley was prosecuted on the six counts in the indictment that charged tax crimes. Willful failure to file. The two places where that crime can be brought is, number one, where the defendant lives, or the service center where he should have filed. Now, during the course of the trial, I was reading, not that I liked the lady, J.J. McNabb. She calls herself Tax Mama, but it was the only website I could find that was giving kind of a blow-by-blow daily recollection of the trial of the case. And she was just sitting there wondering, you know, why are the defense attorneys asking these questions about where Wesley lives? Well, you know, there's a dispute about where Wesley lives. And Wesley maintains that he lives in New York. For that reason, the venue for tax prosecutions in Ocala, Florida, or Orlando, Florida, is completely wrong. That is a very solid issue for appeal. That's point number one. Point number two is that when they were trying the case, or leading up to trial, you know, the defense sent out and did a survey of the Ocala, Florida area where Wesley's trial was held. And they did a survey and found out that, you know, there's the racial preference down there, you know, the racial percentages of the population were not reflected in the jury panels that were being called in to sit in cases. So they made that motion. So you've got two good, solid issues that are preserved on appeal that I dare say will win on appeal and result in a reversal of what Wesley's been convicted of.
But he was found not guilty on the big felonies. That's what matters.
Absolutely, absolutely. The counts, you know, this is what, you know, Jeff Dickstein, who's a friend of mine, he used to work with Bob Bernhoff in Milwaukee. They tried Joe Bannister. And in certain situations, when you're sitting there and going through a trial, you can detect that the government's got a weak case. Well, that's the same thing that happened in Joe Bannister's case. Jeff sat there and listened to it and said, this is a weak case. They didn't put Jeff on. I mean, they didn't put Joe Bannister, the former IRS agent that was being prosecuted by his former buddies. They didn't put Joe on, and the jury came back and acquitted him. Now, the same thing happened here in Wesley Snipes' case, you know, on the big felony counts, you know, on the conspiracy count. You know, as the government presented its evidence, the defense said, hey, this is weak. And they took a risk. You know, any trial strategy is a risk. But they took that risk, and they were gambling on and betting, based on the evidence, that the jury would not acquit, would not convict Wesley Snipes of the major felony counts, and that's exactly what happened. And they convicted him on the willful failure to file counts, for which you've got some very good issues that I think are going to result in reversals on appeal. They got the venue issue in reference to the prosecution of the tax crimes, should have been prosecuted up in New York and not in Ocala, Florida. And number two, you know, the composition of the jury. You know, where are all the blacks? You know, if you get into an area where, you know, 99% of the people are going to be white, you know, that's prejudicial against Wesley. So I think they've got very strong issues for appeal. Personally, I don't think that Wesley Snipes ever, they're going to have sentencing. He's probably going to get probably 3 years on those misdemeanor convictions. However, I'm sure he'll get bond on appeal, and I bet the 11th Circuit is going to reverse Wesley Snipes' conviction, and then he'll ultimately have to be tried up in New York if the government wants to pursue it further.
But let's be clear, he now has misdemeanors against him, not felonies.
Absolutely, that is correct.
So overall, this is a great victory again. And again, you and a couple other real patriot lawyers are able to get people off. You know, others have been able to, you know, beat it in court as well. But I don't see anybody with these fraudulent patriot moon is made of cheese arguments ever winning. And I just have a moral responsibility to warn people. And I need to get you up for a full hour or longer sometime, Mr. Beecraft, to walk through.
You just asked, Alex.
I'm going to have my producer actually call you now since you're at the office, Larry, and set that up. In fact, let me just talk to you during the break because 15, 20 minutes of airtime isn't enough time here. And I want to get you up soon because this is such a central issue. All right. Thank you, Larry Beecraft. We'll be right back. Scheduled to have Jesse Benton on, the press secretary for the Ron Paul 2008 campaign. It is Super Tuesday, Super Tuesday News, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowegi.com. That's sacrowegi.com.
Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
It is Super Tuesday. I'm only going to keep Jesse Benton, the communications director for Ron Paul 2008 campaign, 5-10 minutes because I want him to get back to his important work. It's Super Tuesday. Thank you for joining us, Jesse, on the front lines to give us a report on what's happening and what the troops can do.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. I really appreciate it.
You've got the floor. Tell us what's going on right now, what the numbers are, what we can do right now.
Well, we've been barnstorming, Alex. I'm sure most of your listeners, as savvy as they are, have been paying attention to what our strategy is. And our strategy has been to focus on some of the smaller states, especially smaller states that have caucuses. We might not have the widespread top-to-bottom mainstream media-driven support that a John McCain might have, but what we do have is a really powerful, strong, deep grassroots network that's very committed, very intense. And I think that our success in a lot of the caucuses, it shows how well we can do. You know, we recently won about a third of the delegates in Maine. We believe that we won Louisiana if they had counted the votes correctly, and we placed second in Nevada, all smaller caucus states. So we can compete dollar for dollar with some of the bigger candidates.
And Ron
there.
Paul is in third for delegates above the anointed one of just 2 weeks ago, Mike Huckabee.
Sure thing. And, yeah, we're, well, actually, Huckabee has 40 delegates, and we have about a dozen. But,
I saw a false report on that. Okay.
Yeah, he won a bunch of delegates in Iowa. So he does have about 40 delegates, but, we think he's topped out. We don't see him doing too much more. You know, it's all about delegates today, Alex. We get people out to our caucuses, and, we can win a substantial portion of delegates. If we can walk away today with a bunch of delegates in the bank, then we'll be really strong to move forward into Texas and move forward in some other states that we think we can win, especially if we get a little bit more mainstream media backing, states like Idaho, Washington State, down the line. So again, today's delegates, I can't stress enough to all the loyal listeners out there, all the loyal supporters, you got to get to your caucus in the caucus states. If you're in North Dakota, Minnesota, Colorado, Alaska, get out there, please. Get to your caucuses. And then the primaries, too. We need strong showings in primaries. Every single vote is going to help us in places like Tennessee, where we think we've got a lot of support, New York. Please get out there, vote in your primary, get to your caucus. It is just so essential.
Jesse, I have a report here. I want to know if it's accurate that Ron Paul was in Minnesota today at the university.
Last night, yes, sir.
Last night, and that there was more than 3,000 people there?
There were about 4,200 people there last night, Alex. We packed it. Hillary Clinton had an event in the same venue about 5 days earlier. She brought in about 3,200. So we beat Hillary Clinton in turnout at the University of Minnesota. It was absolutely incredible. One of the most electrifying crowds I've had the pleasure to be around. And
well, when Ron Paul was there being covered on MTV, they showed video outside, and it was all Ron Paul supporters.
I mean, it really was.
something stinks here. Now, whatever happened with, I know we're looking forward, but whatever happened with Louisiana, because I was hearing first place, second place, you guys said there was some problems. What's the final word, at least right now, on that?
Well, Louisiana GOP has declared the results final, and they have us in second place to Romney. We believe that we won Louisiana. There were about 500 provisional ballots that were thrown out because they said that the people that had cast these ballots were not properly on the voter rolls as of November 30th. We think that they were using a bad list and that they should have counted those provisional ballots. There were just a whole bunch of consistencies and inconsistencies and problems with the entire caucus process. And, you know, we don't think necessarily that there's anything nefarious going on, but we do think that there was perhaps some incompetence and a lot of mistakes. And we just want the ballots counted. People voted. You know, when people turn out and vote, we think it's pretty important that they're not disenfranchised, that their votes are counted. We do not think that people in Louisiana, were properly treated in this caucus. So we have considered moving forward with some kind of legal action. We're not sure that we're going to do that, but it is a real shame that there were 500-some provisional ballots thrown out, 500-some Louisianans that we think wanted to vote very heavily for Dr. Paul disenfranchised.
I've got the report that Hillary is having coughing fits and crying again, trying to manipulate people. This woman is an absolute nightmare. She's now proposing that they garnish everyone's wages for national health care. How could anyone vote for any of these Democrats? I mean, they need to all come over and vote for Ron Paul. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, we've got Ann Coulter endorsing Hillary Clinton over the other Republicans.
Now, it sounds like Ann Coulter might have jumped the shark this time. She's been very savvy in marketing herself, but this seems pretty over the top to me. And, you know, Ann Coulter, she likes to get a lot of attention for herself, and I think she just found out another way to get herself on TV a whole heck of a lot. I don't really think that anybody with any conservative bones in their body would think that Hillary Clinton should be the choice for president.
Well, I think it shows that they've circled the wagons. Republicans and Democrats in the establishment have circled the wagons. What can we do? What can we do to continue to energize the campaign, Jesse?
Well, you know, there are three things, Alex, and I would say this. First of all, contribute to the presidential campaign. We are going to move forward tomorrow. We are going to have delegates at the bank. We are going to move forward, and this thing is going to keep going forward as a presidential campaign and also as a movement. You know, there is something, even if we fail at our bid to the White House and we haven't given up on that yet, we're still fighting the big fight. There is going to be a movement that's going to come out of this, an organization that is going to help elect constitutional Ron Paul Republicans to Congress and is going to continue to spread the message. So continue to contribute, continue to support, and you people out there in states like Pennsylvania, Washington State, Idaho that haven't gotten a chance to vote yet, keep up your energy and your passion. It's your energy and passion that's going to let this thing move forward and give us good chances at accomplishing great things. And second of all, we need to make sure that Ron Paul keeps his congressional seat in the 14th District. If you go to Ron Paul for Congress, RonPaulForCongress.com. We have another place where you can contribute. Anything that people out there can afford to give is
yeah. They're coming after him. They're coming after him there, and he got up to the plate, folks. We got to support him.
Yeah. You know, we've got a guy nearby. He's a city councilman in Galveston, and you know he's praised Ron in the past. Said Ron was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and also promised that if Ron ran for president, that he wouldn't run for his congressional seat. But he's gone back on his word. And he's trying some real distasteful smear tactics against Ron.
Saying yeah,
he doesn't support the troops. He voted against body armor for the troops. That, you know, he doesn't support our president enough. And it's, you know, people in the 14th District, they've heard this all before. They know who Ron Paul is. They know he's the taxpayer's best friend. But we just need to make sure that congressional race just gets just enough money that there's no threat there.
Because we got to watch the cheating, which we all know is going
sure.
on. In closing, Jesse Benton. Look, we're all going to maximum output now and into the next sectors of the primary, but people want to look forward into the second half of the game or to know there's a second half of the game. Are you looking at brokered convention or are you looking at the third party? Because I think you've got the grassroots. We've got the grassroots to put him on the ballot. I know he'll then get the money. He'd be in a three-way or four-way. With Bloomberg coming in, and I think Ron Paul has got quite a shot as a third party. I know that you don't want to cross that bridge now, but he's even now been softening his stance, the congressman, and saying, yeah, things have changed. When might we, I know you have to find out what happens first, but when might we start finding out what the second half's going to look like?
Alex, I mean, you never say never with things like that. I would say, though, that, you know, Ron has no intentions and no plans to run for third party. He knows how biased the system is, and he knows that's just the closest thing to a fool's errand that you could get.
Okay,
so
then how
we're,
do we
we're,
deal?
We're looking at broker convention here right now. You know, if we can roll in with a strong amount of delegates, we could do great things in Minneapolis.
Well, I know we've got the congressman coming on next week or the week after that. I need to get
absolutely.
Him on quick, and I want to get his take on how we'll deal with broker convention, because this is – you know, this is something that is an unknown country for a lot of our listeners. They don't know what a brokered convention is, and I'd like to hear the congressman's take on that so we know what the in-game strategy is here so people understand that we are still in this game in a big way. And bottom line, we've already won because people are being educated about the true nature of government, the Constitution.
We already have won. You're absolutely right, Alex. We've won big time. You know, and when there were 11 candidates starting out a year ago, nobody had heard of Ron Paul. Would anybody have thought, would anybody have bet a month's grocery money that we'd be standing here right now with delegates in the bank, probably in third place overall, with still a shot in this ball game to win the whole enchilada? So much of the message has been spread. You know, we've already won big time, and we hope to continue this victory.
Well, I saw a press report, and I couldn't dig it out during the break. A couple of news sites are saying he's in third place. Where did they get that number? Because you just alluded to really being in third place, but then you said fourth place. I mean, where is he?
Are we in third place or fourth place? I'm not sure. I'd argue that we're in third place with our potential to score delegates today. Seems like Governor Huckabee's hit a ceiling for himself, and we continue to beat him. I mean, we just trounced him in Maine. We actually beat John McCain in Maine when it comes down to actual delegates that'll go in the bank. Mm-hmm. You know, again, second place in Louisiana and Nevada. Let's look and see what we can do tonight in Montana, North Dakota. I think Alaska. Minnesota, I think that'll show that we are in third place and we still are.
And then he's looking good in Washington State.
Washington State is amazingly strong. That's why we went out there just a few days ago, even though it's not a February 5th state. The support is absolutely amazing, and the energy. And you're talking about a place where people are just really savvy, and they figured it out there. Washington State could be huge for Ron Paul.
Absolutely. Jesse Benton, thank you so much. RonPaul2008.com. Donate. Keep fighting. We're having incredible victories. The establishment is scared to death. Good job, everybody. Good job, Jesse Benton. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Always my pleasure.
All right. Now we're going to go into excerpts of the interview I did yesterday, the history-making interview with Willie Nelson. Please get this YouTube clip out to everybody. Here it is, 9 minutes long. We'll go into the break with it, come back, and I got some final news. He is a global icon, an American institution. There's probably nothing more Americana, what symbolizes America and Texas, and it's Willie Nelson.
I was a highway.
But now both parties have circled the wagons against the people, and they're saying, we don't care what you want. John McCain said this war is going to go on for 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and it can't. It just can't. We can't let it go on another year. I mean, it has to. The other day I was getting interviewed, somebody said, what would you do if you were elected president? I said, I would stop the damn war. And it's just that simple. You stop that war, you stop the other wars that we're in around the country, and you go around the country being a peacemaker and stopping wars. I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Since when does America invade all these countries that had nothing to do with 9/11?
Yeah, really. And all of a sudden, you know, the way I heard it, there was 15 people from Saudi Arabia hit us in New York, and we go jump on Afghanistan. I never could figure that one out. In Iraq, well, I did figure it out, too, but I'm surprised more people haven't figured it out.
Willie, you brought it up. You figured it out. What's your take on 9/11? Just came out in AP today that the White House was running the commission. We always knew that, but now they admit. In fact, I have the headline right here. I read it before you came on, where they're now admitting that it was a staged commission.
Well, that ain't good news, but it's not. It doesn't surprise me. Did it, you?
No, it didn't. I'm glad it's coming out. What's your take on 9/11? Do you question the official story?
I certainly do, and I saw those towers fall, and I've seen an implosion in Las Vegas. There was too much similarities between the two, and I saw the building fall. It didn't get hit by nothing. So, you know, how naive are we? Or, you know, what do they think we'll go for?
So are you saying you started having questions or that little voice in your head? I mean, did you have a bad feeling the day it happened? Is that what you're saying?
The day it happened, I saw one fall, and it was just so symmetrical. And I said, wait a minute, I just saw that last week at the, you know, at the casino over in Las Vegas, and you see these implosions all the time, and then the next one fell, and hell, there's another one. And they're trying to tell me that an airplane did it. And that's, you know, I can't go along with that.
And then you find out that mainstream news reported, but it never got any attention, that the supposed hijackers were given national security clearance and were trained at U.S. bases. And the dean of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, goes public and says, we train these people, the government's involved, and they start court-martialing until he agreed to shut up.
True story, I guess. I hate to hear it, but it's probably true.
You've had a chance to see what Terror Storm, Endgame, some of the other films. What's Willie Nelson's take on those films?
Oh, I think they're right on. I think you know, the fact that there are a few elite that are running everything, calling the shots, starting the wars, financing them all. I believe that, and what else they're doing, who knows? But that one thing alone is enough for us to think about how do we stop them.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. If you've got on every issue 75 to 85 in all the major scientific polls, the people are against everything this government's doing. We send the Democrats to Congress to end the war. They increase it. And now they're saying they're going to be there 100 years, Hillary and McCain. I mean, that to me, that is a small group running things right there in front of us.
Absolutely. And as far as I can see, all those people attended the same meetings that you and the guys attended up in Canada. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. A lot of them do go to the Bilderberg Group. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Is that freedom?
I don't think so. It's not democracy either.
Willie Nelson, you're blowing me away here.
You gotta have to serve somebody.
Just in the news today, we're seeing that they've recruited 26,000 preachers. The White House has the FEMA to tell their flocks to stand down in the Presidential Decision Directive 51. Bush says he's above the Congress. It's no longer involved in continuity of government in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They have openly funded for insurrection and rebellion by the American people. The whole police state apparatus they built up after 9/11, and I want to get your take on this, Willie, because I know you're aware of it, is now being used against the people. They're not even talking about the boogeyman of Al-Qaeda anymore.
No, and I do believe that it's a long time till Election Day, and some sort of national crisis could put off the elections, and we could have George in there 10 years longer.
a lot of people are saying that. I was saying that many years ago, and now Bob Woodward's talked about others setting up for martial law, of all people. Naomi Wolf is talking about it. I think that might save us. I'm seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, but I think you're right. I think that's a great danger. If that did happen, a nuke went off, a biological weapon was released, or terrorists supposedly blew up a bunch of other buildings, what do you think the response of the population should be if they announce we're under this new emergency, or it could be an economic emergency, and Bush is going to have to stay on to save us?
Well, I would hope that we'd be smarter than that, and I would hope that we'd say, no, we're throwing all you guys out, and we're starting over. You can stop the elections if you want to, but you can't stop the people.
Well, Ron Paul has gotten more donations from troops and people in Iraq than all Republicans combined. The troops in polls, 75% are against the war, so if Bush is planning on using these troops here, it looks like he's going to have a problem.
Well, again, the troops are under orders, and if they don't do what they... the orders are that they get shot. So the troops have no choice.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the Revolutionary Dragonskin Body Armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Bush is planning on using these troops here, it looks like he's going to have a problem.
Well, again, the troops are under orders, and if they don't do what they, the orders are, that they get shot. So the troops have no choice. There's a few of them in there that are there because they think it's the right thing to do. There are a few there because they just like to fight. But there's a lot of them there, like you say, that would rather be home with their families and save our good men and women for something that really matters for really something that is the defense of our country. If we need some people down here on the borders, let's take 150,000 people out of Iraq and put them on the borders of Canada and Mexico. We can secure our borders that way.
Well, how do we have this war on terror where there's an Al-Qaeda terrorist under every bed, under every table? We got to have checkpoints and kids getting thumb scanned to get their lunches to stop Al-Qaeda, but then the border's wide open. That kind of makes the war on terror look like a fraud.
Well, yeah, and, you know, they're fighting over there because you remember the old joke about the guy that dropped a quarter and he was looking around. And I said, where did you lose it? I said, I lost it over yonder. And he said, why are you looking over here for? He said, well, call the lights better. So, I think that's why they're over there for the lights better.
Well, it's a black hole to launder money and dump trillions of dollars in no-bid contracts to Halliburton. We're out of time with that interview. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, boiled down some of the most hardcore stuff he said to about 10 minutes, 9 minutes, 44 seconds. If you want to get technical, you just heard about 7 minutes of it. Get it, email it out to everybody. They're trying to censor it. It has not broken out into the mainstream media because they don't want to have to attack him because he's so loved. But Willie came out and went public because he wants it out. He told me that. He wants people to look at it. He wants people to investigate Building 7. If we don't turn this around, they're going to stage more events. And I need you to go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and get the articles that we have written about this, the original article that's in the News and Focus section on the right-hand column of PrisonPlanet.com, where Willie Nelson talks about the controlled demolition of the towers. We need to get this out to everybody. Headline. Here's your mission if you choose to accept it. Willie Nelson, Twin Towers were imploded on 9/11. American Icon tells Alex Jones Show he questions official story. ABC News here locally did a blurb on it. That's on the site. We commend them. Drudge had it up for less than an hour, pulled it. That's because they're afraid to attack him. People love Willie Nelson. He's done this to try to stop further attacks. We absolutely, this is a test of the alternative media to see if we can make this story go supernova. We are now 24 hours into the interview, 24 hours after we had the interview. We were ending the interview this time yesterday. This is up to you. What are you going to do? Are you going to get it out to everybody? Are you going to let them see Willie Nelson talking about how he's worried about a dictatorship, martial law, government-sponsored terror? This is a big deal. We need to get this out everywhere. The message boards, call into talk radio shows, call into mainstream talk shows, call into locally a Jeff Ward show today. You know, call into everything. I'm going to be calling to shows. Get our stories, send them to the AP in Austin. I want them to be knee-deep in it. Call, information. Get the AP office in Austin, AP office in Nashville, AP office in L.A. Call them all. Help us. We don't have a big staff. We need your help to explode 9/11 truth even bigger and get that YouTube clip, get it out to everybody, send the link out, put it all over MySpace, spam the daylights out of it, as they call it. But it isn't spam. This is info war, ladies and gentlemen. Info war. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, or if you don't even have a computer and listening on AM or FM, shortwave satellite, call your local news talk station and say, have you seen the ABC report out of Austin? Send them that. They're more likely to pick it up. This is big. Willie Nelson, all the country stations. Hit them. Hit them, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big, just like they've ignored Ron Paul, we forced them to cover him. We've got to force this to be reported on. We'll give you all the details of what happened on Super Tuesday tomorrow. More guests. Ron Paul's either scheduled this week or early next. You heard Jesse Benton give the nod on that. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now. I covered key stuff in the first hour at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Terrorist.